The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good day. And here for our meditation. And one of the remarkable tools that we have for meditation and for living a wise life is our physical body. This body of ours is a finely tuned instrument of perception. It's as if it's an antenna that picks up so much sense data from the environment, from within inside of ourselves. And even if we don't have all our senses operating properly, as I get older, my eyes are not seeing as well, my ears don't hear as well. And still, it's a phenomenal apparatus that we have. And if we barrel ahead in our thoughts and our activities, it's all too easy to not be tuned into this wonderful instrument, this wonderful antenna, this wonderful source, I would say, even of wisdom, because there's so much understanding that can come. But what I'd like to emphasize for today is that the body that is, when we have mindfulness of the body, when we're aware of our body, the body tends to move towards equilibrium, to a kind of homeostasis. The body will find its way to the midpoint, balance point between stress and excessive relaxation or slumping. It'll find its balance between pulling back and moving forward. Find its balance in so many different ways. And one of the ways it does it for people who are tense is it, you can feel the body wants to move towards relaxation, to releasing the tension. And it's one thing to feel the tensions of our body, the holding we do. It's another thing to feel the momentum, the call, the almost like the desire the tension has to relax, to release, to feel the momentum towards relaxing. In the opposite end of the spectrum, if we're too slumped or too kind of collapsed, if we really feel that and tune into that, we'll feel the body's movement and almost like desire to be aligned, to be upright, to have its energy moving through the body in a good way, in an energized way, alert way. And it's possible to tune into the body and follow the body's kind of directions towards balance, directions or tendency towards equilibrium. And we don't have to do a lot of, it's not even necessary to do so much of the work ourselves, but rather our job is to tune in to what the body is going on in the body, and the body will find its way or tell us clearly what needs to happen. So to begin, what is the posture that your body wants to take right now? Putting aside ideas you have of what a good meditation posture is, if you feel your body from the inside out, what would be nice for your body right now? And whatever it might be, it will be probably temporary. Sooner or later, there'll be a time to be a different way. And if we live in the policies in our minds about how we should be, we won't listen or hear or feel what the body is about. Gently close the eyes. And often on these morning, these 7 a.m. sits, I discuss beginning with a conscious effort to relax different parts of the body, sometimes with deep breaths. But for this morning, don't do that. Rather, let the body do it as it sees fit. Take a few moments now, a little time, to scan through your body and check in with it. Are there tensions anywhere in the body? Are there places of holding, tightness, resistance? And not to do anything about it right now, but rather let it be there, but feel it well. Sense it. Until perhaps you feel that within the tension itself, there's a desire to relax. Then relax, but not before. Or then allow that part of your body to release. There might be in the body a global bracing ourselves against life. A tightening up in fear of some unknown future, life itself. And feel that. Make space for it. Give time to get to feel that bracing, the holding back. Just because your mind doesn't like it, don't start with the mind directing the show. Feel the body. Or maybe there's some contraction or pressure in your body of wanting, doing, eagerness of leading forward, a restlessness. Make lots of room to feel and sense how that's experienced in the body. There may be physical tension associated with thinking, pressure, constriction. Take your time to feel that until you feel that within that constriction, there is a request to relax. And now become aware of your breathing. Be aware of your body breathing. And without any effort to do anything different, notice if there's any tension or resistance holding in the breathing pattern. Let yourself be okay with that. Your job is simply to know and feel any tightening or holding associated with breathing. And then for the rest of this sitting, continue in a relaxed way with your breathing or with tuning into your body. And if you wander off in thought, take that as a instruction, as a reminder to come back to feel your body. Settle into your body's experience of itself, as if you can trust the body will find its way, if you have a clear, non-reactive awareness. Awareness without an agenda, just aware, listening, sensing, feeling. Breathing, the breathing body, the body breathing, the body itself. whatever you might thinking now, might be thinking now, consider that for now that your body is more important. The experience of your body. Is where the meditation will unfold. And after these minutes of sitting quietly, Has anything shifted and changed in your body? How does your body feel now? And might there be some movement in your body? To be sit, be more upright. To open up more. Be straighter. The healthy opposite of relaxing. What is the call within the body? More relaxation or more uprightness? And coming to the end of this sitting, sometimes we come to a place through meditation that we're not living from our mind as much as we are from our body. And not so much from our body, but from the body sensitivity and antennas and the body's resonance with the world around us, where things like kindness, friendliness, love, seems to well up from the body, independent of the policies and beliefs and ideas of the mind. And as we sit here in the last minutes, is there any even slight place of kindness, tenderness, love or goodwill that you can find in your body? Maybe for yourself, maybe for the people in your life. Maybe the kind of goodwill you might have for even people you don't know. And if there is such care, love, compassion that arises from your body, from your torso, your heart, or even if you just wish it did, that wishing that that was the case is very significant. And from this place, or this wish, give words to that kindness by repeating quietly to yourself, may others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free.